Today, we're focusing on Asia, where a shift could disable a lot of ministries. Murmurs are becoming much more succinct, and very soon there's going to be a new normal for the body of Christ. Plus, we'll examine how new research indicates a rapid decline of Christianity in the United States and what we can do about it. All that in the next 5 minutes. Let's begin today in China, where traditionally a passport from the United States has acted as a get-out-of-jail-free card. The recent arrests of American citizens is changing this, though. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says both the founder and the assistant director of China Horizons were detained in China. The reason? The government suspects them of helping people enter the country illegally.
We have seen over the last number of months a number of foreign workers in China who have, when it comes time for their visa to be renewed, they find out, oh, sorry, your visa is not going to be renewed. Some foreigners have had their visas canceled.
Some sources who have taken to social media are speculating that the recent arrests are the mark of something bigger, something possibly resembling the Boxer Rebellion, and they're warning foreigners to get out now.
Xi Jinping and his government have set as an aim they are going to control religious expression in China. And if that takes tearing down church buildings, if that takes putting people in prison, they are going to exercise that control.
The resounding question, what does this mean for ministries working in China? Find out at our website. For now, pray for the protection of Christians in China. Pray for their tact and wisdom in navigating work there, and pray that the national church stands boldly in Christ. Turning now to the United States, the Pew Research Center just released an update on America's changing religious landscape. The number of people who call themselves Christians dropped 12% over the last decade. Meanwhile, the number of atheists, agnostics, and nuns, no religious affiliation, rose 17%. Executive Director of Keys for Kids Ministries Greg Yoder says this report is par for the course.
We're seeing fewer and fewer people in the United States today claiming to be born-again Christians. And if you think about it, Christians are being attacked. They're being marginalized more now than ever before. So this is not a surprising report.
Yoder says discipleship is a critical response in the U.S. church, especially when it comes to the next generation.
It's not enough to just lead kids to Christ. We introduce them to Jesus and they come to faith in Christ, and that's great. But there's more. We want them to be discipled. We want them to grow in their faith. We want them to become multipliers of their faith.
Keys for Kids creates digital and print resources to help kids in the 4 to 14 window know Jesus and grow in their faith.
80% of kids 4 to 14 years old are looking for some kind of spiritual truth. They're looking for it. They want it. Once you start hitting 14 years old, you start seeing those numbers go down as you get older.
And there are several accounts in the Bible of God doing powerful works in response to coordinated prayers from His people. On Sunday, November 3rd, we're hoping to see God move powerfully through the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. IDOP, as it's called, is coordinated annually by the Voice of the Martyrs. And one noteworthy country you can pray for this year is India. Over 60% of Indian Christians experienced direct oppression for their faith. And this was the first year India made the World Watch List's top 10 worst countries to live as a Christian. Eric Morshead with Mission India says they're releasing a 4-day devotional over IDOP weekend to help people pray for persecuted believers in India.
People who sign up, they'll be able to just read about the different types of persecution that Christian Indians have geared toward them, but also what God's doing in spite of all that, and how God is working amongst Christians to grow the church and to strengthen the church.
Morshead says the prayers of persecuted Indian believers serve as a model for how we can pray as well. Mission India gets a lot of people asking how to pray for persecution to end.
We actually posed that to one of our partners in India, and he said, well, persecution is never going away. We never pray for it to go away. And we pray to be strengthened and to be protected.
Sign up for Mission India's IDOP devotional at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. So would you help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Look for the links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.